this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our ninth episode of season two of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
Boy, we are into spring now. The weather, the sunshine, it just feels like new beginnings, fresh starts. I love this time of year.
I do too. You can even see the flowers starting to bloom. I'm like, yes, it's spring.
Yes, it's going to be so fun to see all of that taking shape. And, you know, Legacy Park has been so viable. There were tons of families down at the playground yesterday. I just love it. And I love, this is a great opportunity to get out of your houses and support local.
Support local. Like we always say, it means the world to all these small businesses. And without these small businesses, we don't have a downtown. So definitely come shop. There's so many spring new arrivals from the retail stores to new menu items at the restaurants. So come check it out.
Yes, and we have Lark opening this month as well. So make sure you follow their social media, keep track of that, and just all kinds of good stuff.
All right, we are super excited to have Christine Gilbertson in with us today. She is the owner of Tiptoes, which Tiptoes is a unique upscale children's boutique located in Ada Village and downtown Holland. They specialize in children's clothing, footwear, gifts, toys, and accessories. Their roots began in Holland over 14 years ago and then added their Ada location 5 years ago. We are super excited to have Christine with us. All right, we are super excited to have Christine with us today. Christine, we always joke that the hardest question is tell us a little bit about yourself and Tiptoes.
All right, well, my name is Christine. I'm married to my husband, Nate, and we have three children, ages 13, 11, and 7. Tiptoes is a true family business. We purchased it 5 years ago, and we opened up Ada 3 years ago. We own it with my family, my sister and her husband, and my parents. We have, it's a children's boutique specializing in unique and fun children's clothes. We do sizes newborn to size 14, and we sell apparel, accessories, and toys for your little ones.
Very fun. So what attracted your family to a children's boutique?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I was young, I would go shopping with my mom, and I would always go into the Paper Place and Doll Place store, and I just remember it being filled with lots of pretty things, some children's stuff and stationery. And it was always my dream to have my own store full of wonderful, beautiful children's things. So that's what drew me to it. We were then presented with the opportunity 5 years ago to purchase Tiptoes. And that's why we did it.
Yeah. How long has the Holland location been there?
Yeah, it's been over 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. So it's been an established business that we purchased from someone else.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's kind of nice to kind of falling into exactly what you wanted too.
Absolutely.
Falling into that. Yeah.
We just had, you know, it was an opportunity. At this point, I had been shopping for my children. There were some certain brands that I loved to shop, and I was excited to be able to have that opportunity to bring those brands that I have found when I were in other communities to shop locally here in Holland and Ada. So
What brought you to the Ada location? Why Ada?
Yeah, you know, we had been asked by a lot of people. We had customers that came and shopped with us in Holland. And then also, I think Gina was really essential in trying to get us out to Ada as well. We know people in Ada, so we've been out to the area and familiar with it. And I think with the development that's going on here has been awesome, and we were just excited to be able to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think a children's boutique was an incredible addition. There's nothing else like it in this area.
Yeah.
So
it's nice to have an option for parents, grandparents, anyone, aunts, uncles, buying gifts for kids, as well as the parents just trying to find unique clothing for their children, whether it's family photos, Christmas parties, birthday parties, or just everyday apparel for them to wear to school that is not what you get everywhere, like at Target or all of those kind of things.
And that is the nice part about it, is it's so unique. So your kids aren't going to school in the same outfits. I know to some people, like, that doesn't matter, but I was that kid that I did not want to wear the same thing everybody else did. And you guys definitely have my niece Tegan hooked.
Oh, I love
every time we go to Ada, it's always like, Tiptoes? Yeah. Are we going to Tiptoes? I'm like, yes, we can go to Tiptoes so you can go buy a pink dress.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So, we have lots of dresses, lots of cute different things.
And it's beautiful. And from your social media, do you guys get in a special, correct me if I'm wrong, snowsuit or something that's like a really big deal?
So we get in, they call the Oki suits or the Rima suits. So we have a lot of schools that do the outdoor learning, and they are outside even in the snowstorms and in the rain. So parents, they are designed, you size up in them and you wear over top of a snowsuit in the winter, but they're waterproof so that kids can keep their bodies dry and their clothes dry. So
very nice. You know, I think that's wonderful. I wish I'd had one of those as a kid, because it's interesting to me now that it's become a thing that you have so much indoor recess, because when I was growing up in Michigan, you went outside, you dressed for the elements, and you went outside for recess.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say even the schools that we're learning are, we've had schools purchase them for even their kids who are not part of the outdoor school, because they are trying to adapt to do more outdoor learning, which I think is really great to get the kids outside.
It is, especially nowadays. Yeah. So much IT stuff, electronics.
I know, the computers and iPads, it's crazy.
What is one of the most challenging parts of being a small business owner and to a small business owner as a full family?
Yeah. Great question. The biggest challenge for us, we're finding, is just competing with the big box stores that have a large online presence. It's hard. You know, we want people to come into our store. We want them to try on things. We also want to build the relationships with our customers. And that's one of the reasons why we love having the store, is being able to get to know more people in the community and being connected to the community, along with managing inventory and marketing. They're all the things. And then children's schedules. But I would say, just with the economic climate and everything, we want you to be shopping local and supporting us. It's really important so that we can keep our communities vibrant and keep offering the stuff that we do to everyone.
So tell us a little bit more about the family dynamic of running a business together.
Yeah, that's a... So we all kind of have our own little roles in it. My mom and my sister and I are all in charge of buying. So that's been really fun. We have fun going on our buying trips. We spend time in Atlanta, Chicago, and New York. And so that's always fun, picking out things. We all have different things that we are more drawn to, and there's certain brands that we each will be like, no, we're going to make that decision or that kind of thing. So it's been fun. The guys are all very helpful, whether it's transferring stuff to and from Holland and Ada. If we get a big shipment in, we will kind of like, okay, it's all hands on deck, kind of in the basement, tagging everything, getting it in inventory. When we have our sales, all of that kind of stuff, it's kind of a family affair. We get the kids involved. They like to sticker things and organize hangers and all of that stuff. So we are a very close family, and we work very well together. So we're blessed that we are able to do that.
Yeah, and it's so good for your kids, too.
Yeah.
To just get into the small business world and learn how much work it takes, and be ingrained in the community, too.
Absolutely.
Tags to just being there during events.
Yes,
because I know on tent sale they were there too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they actually look forward to the busy days. Like, can we go? We want to go. They like to be, you know, there's lots of friends that they see, and just like people, they like to be busy. They're moving and bringing things to customers or inside. They will always want to scan, so that's something that can be hard when it's really busy. But the definitely just giving them jobs and seeing how important it is, mm-hmm. and what it takes to run a small business, because it is a lot of work.
Yeah. Circling back to the supporting local. So if a family was going to do a family photo and they have three kids, and they're limited on time, could they call ahead and say, this is the color scheme we're going to do? These are the ages and sizes of our kids. Could you pull a few options so I can just zip in and look at it?
That's awesome. Yes, that's a great question. We and even if you message us on social media, we love giving a heads up, because then it gives us more opportunity to pull things from the other locations. So we can bring things in from Holland out here to Ada. We actually do that quite a bit. And it's really fun just to see what we can come up with. We do have a huge variety of inventory, whether we're sticking with the same brand or we're kind of coordinating different brands to go with each other. But those are really fun projects for us. We love that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. What motivates you every single day? You talked about the challenges a little bit and the family dynamics, which obviously family dynamics are wonderful and it's great. You guys work well together, but what motivates you personally every day?
Yeah. My faith and my family are what motivate me every day. When it comes to Tiptoes, it's the families who walk through the door, that truly inspire us. Seeing the little kids light up when they come in the door and they find something that they really like, or when the kids come out of the dressing room with a new outfit on that makes them so happy, and just seeing, helping out the parents when, you know, sometimes it is stressful when they're trying to figure out the family pictures or what they're all going to wear, and like when they can just leave feeling refreshed that that was checked off. I also am incredibly grateful for our amazing team at Tiptoes. We really could not do this without them. They are, they're fun to work with, but they also bring great ideas, creativity, and just kindness to our store every day and to the customers. They are building the relationships with everyone, and they have a passion for what we do, which makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love seeing the kids wearing the outfits from the store. So whether that's at school, at programs, at church, at restaurants, or just around the area. And if you're comfortable, we love to have you tag us on social media, because it just makes us happy to see that people are enjoying the clothes and how it relates to their family.
Yeah, it's always so fun to see your items out in the wild. That's what we always say, like out in the wild, like actually being used, not sitting on a hanger. There's something like a pride moment in that too.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And if people don't already follow Tiptoes on social media, you definitely should, because I mean, you guys post those little people in the outfits. They're just so adorable.
They are so cute. Yeah, on our social media, we... that is, like I said, we're balancing that act, but we are trying to get more content out there. But it is cute things and ideas. And if we have any promotions or sales or any activities going on in the store, we like to put that information out there so that you guys can find it.
So if your family was to come to Ada on a Saturday, we always like to ask this question, what would be your perfect day in Ada?
Yeah, I would, you know, Ada has great energy, and with all of the new things there, it's so fun to just walk around. The buildings are beautiful. But I would start out getting a coffee at Foxtail. It's very easy to order on the app, and it's ready to go. But even just sitting in there is really fun with the fireplace. And then I'd stroll around the village, going into the stores, the different boutiques. It's always fun to see what the stores are offering. And I always walk away with a couple things, which is really great. And the variety is awesome. If it's a nice day, my kids would want to play in the park, so we would spend some time at the park and probably grab ice cream from O'Brien's, and or grab lunch from one of the many restaurants. I think that's amazing what Ada, you know, the diversity in the restaurant choices. There's so many different restaurants, which has been so fun to try, and we're always telling our friends, oh, you have to go and try this one, you have to go and try this one. And then, of course, I would stop at Tiptoes.
Of course.
You gotta stop it.
Well, you guys have such a fun lineup, right, too, in that strip of you with Gina's and you and Pursuit and then leading to Foxtail.
Yeah, it's really great. And the hotel is beautiful, and I think it's great, the community. But it's always fun to walk over to Beyond and then across the street to Craft House and the James. There's just a lot of really great variety.
There is. The kids ever ask for donuts?
They do. They love donuts. But we aren't always here in the morning, so it's harder. Like, they don't.
Right.
But if we are, yes, they always want a donut.
It is crazy if you guys are down here on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, the amount of minivans, SUVs, and kids just running around into Sprinkles.
I love it.
I mean,
whether
it's great.
Whether getting them
it's
for great. Soccer or whatever.
Yeah, like dads coming out of Sprinkles with like three boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it all the time.
I love it.
How can people stay connected to you, connected to Tiptoes, and connected to really your family if you're a part of it?
Yeah. You can visit us in the Ada Village, or if you're in Holland, you can stop by the store there. You can stay connected with us on Instagram, and that's Tiptoes_MI. And on Facebook, you can just search Tiptoes, or you can shop with us anytime online at www.shoptiptoes.com. And if you're ever in the store and you want to ask for us, sometimes we're there and sometimes we're not. We do a lot of things behind the scenes, but it is always fun when we do get a chance to work the floor or work in the basement and help customers.
I love it. Well, thank you. This was wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, Kim, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it. Number one, this is worth repeating. Lark, our Ada Wine Bar, is opening this month. Make sure you check out their website and their social media for that exact date. And I do want to note that the ABA will be hosting a ribbon cutting at Lark on April 15th at 4 p.m. We hope to see you there.
All right, and number two, Croft House turns two. On March 27th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Croft House will be celebrating their second birthday. For the first 50 people to spend $100, you get a free gift bag. There'll be dessert, drinks, beverages. Come celebrate with them.
I personally am a big fan of St. Patrick's Day, and I encourage all of you to get out and visit your local stores and restaurants for a taste of the Irish. Check out those fun spring clothes. Check out the menu items for what the restaurants have going on to celebrate the holiday, and just really get in the mood for spring.
Oh, I'm actually super excited. Do you see all the green coffee drinks?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, and then number four, Easter. Yes, we're already talking about April events, but make your reservations, you know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever those restaurants are open, make your Easter reservations. It will be a fun time. I know some of the restaurants are doing special brunch menus or dinner menus, so definitely check that out.
Yes, and with all this sunshine, we encourage you to get out and enjoy the Ada Parks. We have absolutely amazing green spaces in Ada. The bike paths go to most of them, and you should check out their website, their programming. Wesley and Ethan over at Ada Township Parks and Recs are putting together all kinds of wonderful leagues to join. And if you go to Ada Township Park, you need to try and find the Gnome Home. If you haven't heard about that, that's a fun thing to do as a family, to locate it and enjoy that space.
All right, if you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.